This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick. Everyone? Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 42 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Megan's replacement, Sarah.
Today we will be discussing Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, our book to movie comparison. But as always, before we begin, we're going to go to Megan's replacement for our social media news.
All right, big shoes to fill, so I might not say it right because we all know I can't read, write, or talk.
I need you to like give it some big pizzazz.
Some oomph.
Swish and Flick Podcast can be found on all the social media. We are Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook and Swish Flick Cast on Twitter and Instagram. Also, make sure you head on over to YouTube and subscribe. We have not only our podcast posted there, but weekly vlogs. Follow us on our crazy, powder-filled adventures together. Subscribe, like, share, and comment. Check it out. You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive access to the Felix Files, our bi-monthly bonus episodes. A chance to be on the to be a guest on the Felix Files, a Google Hangout sesh, which is no longer Google Hangout sesh, but it's on Zoom. Giveaways and so much more. If that sounds like a good time, go to www.patreon.com/swishflickcast and choose your support level. Shout out and huge thank you to all of our current patrons. You make this podcast possible with your support. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You can also head to our website, which is swishflickcast.com. You can see all about meeting the hosts, and you can buy merchandise from us and see all the other cool stuff on there. You can also listen to our episodes on there.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty boss.
Sarah, round of applause. That was nice.
Yes.
That was nice.
Hold on. Well, thank you.
Katie, do you have a bell available?
I do. No worries.
Okay, because I do not.
This will be my Meg today.
Okay.
She says hi.
Katie, would you like to tell the listeners where Megan's at today?
Yeah, so I know a lot of our listeners know that Meg's mom was recently in the hospital. Everything's looking very, very good. She got out of the hospital today, so she's spending the night with her, of course. So, yeah, I have to fill in some shoes, just like Sarah.
Yeah.
She was like, make sure you do extra good, because I won't be there.
She's probably there, like, nervous, being like, oh gosh, they're recording, and what if they mess up, and what if it sounds horrible?
What if she didn't record? Oh my god.
Hey.
See, I would be the mean person. I would text her and be like, at 7:30, I'd be like, oh my god, we did the whole episode and we forgot to hit record.
We're doing that.
You're not as...
I'm gonna do that.
Just giving you bad ideas. Like, but
Katie's not as mean as I am.
Or is she? I think her wife is rough on her.
Oh gosh.
You want to mess with those badgers?
I hear they get feisty.
Yeah.
All right. Who's doing the weekly profit?
All right. So I'm gonna do the weekly profit.
Ooh, we're all stepping in someone else's shoes.
It's weird.
I thought you were going to say stepping in, like, dog poo or something. I don't know. It's just where my head went. All right. So, weekly profit this week. There are some new Harry Potter Funko Pops.
There's a lot of
Anybody
them.
Else excited?
I will say, as a person that does not particularly care for them, even though I have one, didn't buy it for myself, I really like the Nearly Headless Nick one a lot.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That one is really cool.
I like his head's a little tilted.
So here at, it's just at Funko.com is what we're looking at.
They stole
Are
my
all
idea.
Of these new?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, everything on this page is new.
Shimini Christmas.
I know.
So there's those mystery minis, so the ones that come in the tiny little, like, I don't know, foil packs. So you don't know what you get. So there's like a ton of those.
Shout out! There's a Cedric.
There Woo! Is a Cedric. Who is this first Slytherin?
I have no idea. Like, I wish they named all of them, because some of them, you know, it's like a backgroundish character. I mean, it's cool. Yeah. I want them all, but
right. So there's Cedric. Is that Malfoy? I assume.
I think so.
Floor, Victor Crumb. We got Mrs. Norris.
I like that you just called her Floor.
Delacour, whatever.
Fleur.
Fleur, whatever.
Floor.
I'm not. I don't know how to talk.
Hi,
Her name
I'm
is
Floor.
Ground.
I'm from Ohio.
Oh gosh, it's so funny.
Why did they make Mrs. Norris's eyes red, though?
That's how they are in Hogwarts Mystery, though.
But they're not like that in the book.
Did notice that?
It's true.
They're yellow.
Because
she's anyways.
Evil.
Who said Cedric, your boyfriend?
God, it's like one of the worst lines. He says it like he's got a mouthful of food, too.
Yeah. Your boyfriend.
My main man on here. We got Filch. I don't know who that Slytherin is. Is it? It's not Crabbe and Goyle, is it?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Guys, let us know.
Yeah. I don't know. We got another Harry. Mad-Eye Moody, Rita Skeeter, and everyone's favorite villain, Dolores Umbridge.
How weird is it that it kind of looks like they're going with, like, a fourth year theme, and then there's Umbridge?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
Everybody
even...
loves to hate her.
Yeah. Because even some of the exclusives are, like, the trio at the World Cup.
Yeah.
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 It's really interesting, actually. Oh, wait. Do they say? No, they
Only
just say a couple.
Only some of them, yeah. They're like,
it, but they do put Gregory Goyle, so I assume the other one is
Gregory Goyle. Fred. His first
Hello.
Name's Vincent.
Hello, welcome to the show.
And then we've always there.
There's more fourth year stuff down here because we've got people with the World Cup, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep scrolling, you can also see a Lucius Malfoy.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Riddle, looks... I think.
I will say, I like Lucius's eyebrows.
Oh, seeing Tom. Oh, yeah.
He has very nice eyebrows.
Quite nice. They're on fleek.
They are on fleek. These are still the mini ones, right?
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's just the minis. We didn't even get to the big pops. It's crazy.
Who's All the right. guy in the hat?
The guy in the hat.
Crumb. Look...
Yeah,
Victor
yeah.
Crumb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, still in the minis is... What I assume is Tom Riddle, like you said, Moaning Myrtle, and a little mini basilisk, which is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I mean, I feel like that's a lie, because he's not that cute. He kind of looks like he wants to kill you.
Well, but in, like, a cute way, because he's little, and he can't.
Okay.
Hashtag
rip-tear-kill. You just have to look him in the eye, and you're dead.
Maybe he's not that powerful yet.
Pour maybe one out for you, because you died because you looked at it. I will say, I do like Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah. She's pretty cute. All right, so now we're at the big ones, right?
Yeah.
So we've got, like, a second year theme going on, because the trio all has mandrakes. And Hermione, oddly enough, has straight hair. Boo.
I was thinking about this up with her, the little mini one with her, at the Quidditch World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't see anything.
Well, I mean, just saying. If we're going to do it, let's do it right.
I feel like sometimes they have a hard time giving curly hair to things like this. So they just make it wavy and or straight. They put a bend in it. That's not a curl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But who am I to say anything about curly hair?
A curly haired person. We have Ginny. We have Lockhart. We have... That's Tom, right? Tom Riddle. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then we have a really cool looking nearly headless Nick, who is nearly headless.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You can get the trio in a pack of three, which is pretty cool.
Only a
ding, ding. Goodness gracious, lady.
Sorry.
That's all right. You can get a fancy Gilderoy Lockhart in a blue outfit there.
Again,
and this one I think is the coolest. The Tom Riddle in a sepia version.
Yeah.
So he looks like that memory that's kind of fading. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
You can also get a 6-inch version of the Basilisk or a 10-inch version of Dobby.
With a sock.
With a sock.
Got a sock.
I don't. Who's getting that Dobby?
That's an enormous Dobby. It's kind of scary.
That's. Is that as big as the Hagrid one, Sarah?
I want to say.
Oh, I bet you it's bigger.
Oh,
I don't think
how can Dobby be bigger than Hagrid?
I don't think Hagrid's 10 inches. Is that what it says?
It says a 10-inch version of.
Yeah, Dobby. I don't think Hagrid's that big. I'll measure him, but I can't do it right now. But yeah, I don't think he's that tall. He might be 6 inches.
I don't know.
I do like this basilisk better than the other one.
Yeah,
really
more menacing. Mm-hmm.
I like his eyes. They're cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cute though.
Yeah, with those razor sharp fangs. Adorable.
Yeah. He's gonna nip your fingers.
Oh my gosh.
Just a little nip nip here and there. Mm-hmm. Nip nip everywhere. I don't know.
I mean, Hedwig moving nips, up. Right? Oh,
Hedwig is the nippiest of all nips.
Oh my.
Okay. I don't know if that's a conversation we can get into right now. Who's the nippiest of nips?
Oh my.
That could be, what that I could say be a... anymore, guys.
That could be a lightning bolt question.
Who is the nippiest of all nips?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about the movie.
That concludes the weekly profit.
Mm-hmm. What time is it?
It's time for the recap.
This doesn't get old. All right. So Harry and Ron managed to save Ginny Weasley from the basilisk.
Yes!
And we discovered that Lucius Malfoy had given Tom Riddle's diary to Ginny at Flourish and Blotts. He's called out on it, throws a fit, ends up losing his house elf. Dobby is free!
Woo!
Holla!
So Harry and the crew leave for summer break, and that's the end of another book, guys.
Can you even believe it went that fast?
No.
No.
It's insane.
No. I can't believe
it. It's just crazy. We're not even a year into this and it went that fast.
Now, don't worry. The books get really thick after this.
Yeah, I think there's like 20 some chapters in Prisoner.
And you know, if it gets too heated, we can have a part one and two of a chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
True. We got lots to work with.
I know that's going to happen down the road for sure.
Yeah.
Especially, I think, in Prisoner, you start getting, like, you know, deeper.
And sweatier.
I don't do that, so.
Oh. Shallow and dry?
Shallow and dry.
Okay. So, just like last time, we are going to kind of compare and contrast our book and our movie, because we always say that, oh, is that a movie-ism? So this is where we're going to kind of bring all those movie-isms to light. That we may not have in previous episodes of the chapters, but we'll get up to it now. So, Megan kindly found three different articles and we're just going to kind of go through them. So the first article that we have is from something called tinyobsessions.wordpress. I assume this is someone's blog.
To their credit, probably. I have never seen someone pick apart a movie before. Like, I chose things from it. They picked things that were, like, even more small and minuscule.
Yeah. So who's the writer of this blog? Let's see here.
I like the picture they have on there. So it's we'll share...
blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll share.
We'll share the... What is this called? Google Doc, like we do with every episode. And if you click on the link, it is a great... I like the picture of the snake.
Mm-hmm.
In case anybody cares about my opinion on snakes.
I care about your peppers a lot, actually.
Well, I'm glad.
You can find this person on Twitter at my tiny obsession. I believe their name is Chris, C-R-I-S. So thank you, Chris, at my tiny obsession for this article.
What if they're a listener? That'd be crazy. Sorry to interrupt.
That would be really cool. That would be really cool, actually. Actually, what I'm going to do is while the next person, after I'm done with my section, I'm going to tweet at this person and tell them that it's coming up. And we'll see if we can get any response from them.
Good idea.
Awesome.
Okay. So, Katie, should I just go off of your little notes here?
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off your notes. Okay. So, and these are in no particular order, I believe.
Nah.
Okay. So just, we're going to be flying all over the book here. And movie. So in the book, in Borgin and Burks, Harry witnesses Lucius selling dark objects and later passes the information on to Mr. Weasley. In the movie, I guess the scene was filmed, but it doesn't appear in the actual movie.
Doesn't it appear
it's in the extended, right?
Yeah.
But like
I
theatrical.
Do remember seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they would have kept that in there.
Well,
I agree.
I don't. But there's a lot of things I don't understand, and I don't know if it's because I don't understand movie making business or what. But there's a bunch of like small things that are changed throughout the movies that I just wonder, like, how hard would it have been for you to just kept it how it was?
Yeah,
you know,
especially for the extended version. Like, I don't know. I know that I speak for. The majority, if not all Potter fans saying if they could have all, like if they filmed all of this, put it in the movie, like we would sit there for 4 hours and watch mm-hmm. it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but maybe they thought that people wouldn't. Well, people, you are wrong. We would have.
I want the day to come where they do that. Just, I mean, even if it's not Harry Potter, I want to know if anybody ever will do that with a book, like do it, you know?
Yeah.
That would be really
well,
cool.
If you've read Gone Girl, that was one of the closest book-to-movie comparisons I've ever seen in a long time. I was shocked at how close it was. But go on. Harry Potter.
But who Harry Potter.
I will say, this... I asked Alexa today, and she did know. I said, who is Harry Potter? And she told me, Alexa.
Oh. You would do that in your spare time. also in the book, Arthur and Lucius fight in Flourish and Blotts. And I really wish I could have seen that because doesn't Hagrid breaks up the fight and everything and
yeah, and Molly's yelling in the background.
Yeah.
It would have just been amazing.
Yeah. Gosh. I would have liked that.
In the book, the howler that Ron gets is much longer and bursts into flames. In the movie, it's pretty short and it rips itself up.
I won't lie, I don't hate that it rips itself up. I kinda like that.
Yeah, I don't mind it. But that's just, again, one of those things that...
like, why change it?
Did you really need to change it? Yeah.
My biggest pet peeve with, like, things that are changed is that they call it the Dark Forest and not the Forbidden Forest. I don't understand that at all.
Does it make it sound more scary? Because it's already scary.
I think like, it sounds dumb.
Did they think kids maybe wouldn't get the word forbidden?
I don't know.
Maybe. Like, even, we're reading... Well, I'm reading Prisoner of Azkaban right now. I think we all are. And didn't they change the name of the professor who's care of magical creatures? Like, why? Why not just call him what he's called in the book? Like, stuff like that. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't think we're ever going to understand it. I don't think we're ever going to stop talking about it.
Right.
Facts. It's a good thing we have a podcast to talk about.
That's true. Otherwise, we'd just be talking to each other.
Well, which I mean, we still do that
we
anyway.
Are.
Awkward.
Okay. In the book, Lockhart's test, the original test, is all about himself, like favorite color and blah, blah, blah. And in the movie, they jump right into Cornish pixies. Freshly caught Cornish pixies. Yeah. Which I think it would have been pretty amusing to see even more of Hermione just like nose to the paper answering the questions about her crush.
I think they actually filmed a little bit of this too in the extended version. I just thought of that now.
Did they really?
I think, yeah, because I remember Kenneth Branagh like tutting and being like, none of you remembered my favorite color was lilac.
One thing we love doing, taking ideas and making them real. That's what this podcast is, and we couldn't do this without a ton of help from amazing people. So when we started selling online, we found the perfect business partner. Yep, it's Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Shopify grows with your business no matter how far or how big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integrations and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business.
Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools.
And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers into buyers.
What we love about Shopify is how, no matter how much you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take your business to the next level.
Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/swishandflick, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/swishandflick to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/swishandflick.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Lila. Interesting. Because I don't have the extended version. So, I mean, one of these days I'm going to purchase like the box set, like spend like a insane amount of money on it.
I don't think they're that expensive anymore.
What are they going to cost? Look it up for me. Google that.
Oh gosh.
Oh gosh. I got to move my fingers. All right. While she's doing that, in the book, Hermione doesn't know the meaning of the word mudblood, and Ron explains it to them. But
I liked that.
In the movie,
it infuriates me.
She knows it all.
Well, my thing is, like, I love Ron. We've talked about it. He's probably my favorite out of the trio. And they, like, make him into, like, comic relief in the movies.
They make him into a dope.
Exactly. Like, he has such great lines in the books. Where it would make no sense for Hermione to know what a mudblood is. Like, because she's a muggle-born. Like, she would have no... It just makes sense for Ron to be the one to say it. I'll get off my soapbox, but like it just makes me mad. They take so many good lines from him and give them to Hermione or give them to Harry. Like even just reading Prisoner something today, and I was like, I can't believe like Ron was the one that said that. Crazy.
Yep.
Well, I think what they tried to do is they're like, okay, so the audience needs to understand that Hermione is like bananas smart, and so they just overdo it with her, I guess. I don't know. That's the only reason why I can think that they would do any of that. It's for the people who, you know, they don't get all the little details of the books in the movie, so they gotta overcompensate in some way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I found the complete 8-film collection that's Blu-ray for $54.96 on Amazon, and it's Prime.
Are they extended?
I don't know.
That's kind of important.
I don't look that far into it.
Keep digging deeper.
We'll see.
All right. So in the book, the trio needed a note signed to get the Most Potent Potions book and Lockhart signs for it. In the movie, Hermione, you know, she just goes and gets that book.
We were.
Yeah, we did that. Do you remember?
Barely. But I do. I was like, oh my God, it was literally, because you know, sometimes I'm the type of person, and if anyone has listened to this would know that I don't know all the details exactly, but I don't always watch the films anyways. Like a lot of time they're in the background for me. So I thought it was really cool. It actually said that on the book, which would make sense. But I don't know. Do they even say it in the book that's what the one, or in the movie, that's the one they want? Or you just see the name when she's pulling it from the shelf?
I think you just see the name.
Impressed. I was very impressed because that was the first time I had actually paid attention enough to notice it. That's my life.
Oh, God. You're funny. In the book, during the Quidditch match, Draco never sees the snitch. She's too busy throwing insults at Harry. They race for it in the movie, right?
Yeah, it's like this big scene.
Yeah, it's like this kind of stuff kind of reminds me of Star Wars movies, because a lot of the scenes that like the pod racing scenes that George Lucas does, they go on for forever. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they just do it up like movie magic, you know, to get more action.
Oh, yeah,
I agree. That's
probably why that was added in there.
There's a lot of that in Chamber, actually.
Jazzed up stuff. Oh yeah, especially the scene with the basilisk at the end.
Yeah,
chasing him around. Yeah, yeah. That was that. Reading that, I was like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. You almost forget when you're reading the book. You're like, oh, he literally like it happens so quickly. Like he comes out, eyes are gone. He's dead. Harry's dying. Like crazy.
Bang bang in the book and scene.
Even just that whole section of like him fanging the book, which sounds
fanging
awful.
The book.
Like it just go, it's so quickly like in it. It he's like, he just grabs it out of instinct and just, you know, it's almost like out of spite. He's like, I'm gonna stab your little book. Sucks for you. But in the movie, he like purposely takes it and he's like looking him in the eye and like,
yeah,
seems like he's thinking about it so much more. Where in the like, book, it was just kind
stuck
of like
on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I know. My points are great.
Yeah. I'm like the best person ever.
Oh my God. I have a podcast.
Do I though?
Well, Florence does. All right. In the book, Harry and Ron cause a disturbance in the potions class so Hermione can steal the ingredients that they need for the Polyjuice potion from Snape's storage.
Dude, I loved that scene because like Harry was nervous to do it and Hermione's like, we have to do it or else we're not going to find out if Malfoy's the heir. So they like light off what, a dung bomb into
it was a firework because it was one of Fred and George's fireworks in Goyle's cauldron.
Yeah. And it's mayhem.
And it's everybody's swelling, right?
Yeah.
Is it a swelling solution?
Yeah.
And Snape's like looking at Harry like he knows it was him but he can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
that's action packed. Why not have that in there?
I love the line, and I'm probably gonna get it wrong, but it's like causing a disturbance in Snape's class was about as safe as like poking a sleeping dragon in the eye or something.
Oh yeah.
I like though that it like shows you at least in the book, like how Hermione's like changing, you know what I mean? Where she's less worried about the rules and everything mm-hmm. and more like, no, we need to find out like who's behind this.
Oh, yeah.
She goes from like 0 to 100 real fast.
Well, it's so personal to her.
Hits home.
It's like a personal attack. Yeah.
I mean, even in book one, though.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah. Where are we? In the book, the Polyjuice Potion causes you to completely transform into the other person, including mm-hmm. voice and eyesight, unlike the movie.
Again, jazzing it up. But why?
Well, I think I can understand at least the voice because it helps, like, if like kids are watching it, they might not get, like, Harry drinks this potion, he becomes whichever one, I don't remember the details. And
it's cool.
They might have a hard time remembering, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is supposed to be Harry pretending to be him, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, the eyesight thing was just, like, a cute little quip, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I still get
These aren't for kids. These are for
I know. I was going to be like, it still bothers me, especially... Like later on when you see Hermione as Bellatrix and like she has to pretend to do her voice. Like she doesn't have like in the book she doesn't have to pretend.
Right.
Right.
But I'm getting all fired up.
Yep. Cool it down. Cool it down.
I have a heater on me, so that's not gonna happen.
You have a heater on?
It's chilly in the basement.
Okay. All right. In the book, Tom Riddle writes a lot more to Harry than he does in the movie. Eh, I get it.
But I get why they didn't. Whatever.
Yeah. In the movie, we hardly see Ginny in any kind of emotional stress.
I feel like we hardly see Ginny, period.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, she was behind all the attacks. But I didn't see her the whole time.
Yeah, they should have shown more of her, like, hand wringing and looking weird and skulking around. And
Well, didn't someone, like, count how many lines Ginny had in all of the movies and it counted up to, like, 26?
Jesus.
Like, she's so much more important in the books than she is in the movies.
She's totally BA in the books.
Yeah!
In the movies, if I only watched the movies, I'd be like, why does Harry like her? She's so boring.
Like, yeah, they have, like, no interaction. Like, all of a sudden, they're kissing.
All of a sudden, they're tying shoelaces, and then, bam, smooching.
Yeah. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
All right. In the book, the fight between Harry and the basilisk is actually very quick, and the movie drags it out. We all know. Yada, yada, yada. And once again...
Where's Peeves?
You totally made me think of Bill Burr just then.
I love it.
Oh my god.
All right, thus ends the red.
All right, now we're going to look at a website that was not in the book.com.
That's a great website.
So they basically like have a list of stuff that for book versus movie again. So book, Harry has to do a whole day's work of chores for teasing Dudley. You don't see that. You really don't even see them at all that much in the movie.
I think that helps the show, like, again, like how terrible the Dursleys are.
Yeah. I agree.
Can you just picture like a montage of like Harry doing backbreaking work and coming in for his slice of bread and cheese
with like some 80s music in the background, like some typical 80s movie music where he's like working really hard.
Because isn't he like working in like the hot sun all day?
Yeah, there's a close up of the sweat dripping
painting
down his
the
face.
Bed and whatever.
So he's been outside all day. He doesn't get anything. He has breakfast, but like not even. Mm-hmm. And he's out there till like dinner time and he gets cheese and bread and like is told to go home. I'm going to say go home. To go to bed. So like he hasn't had any water all day. Like the poor dude's probably so dehydrated from being outside. He's probably really sunburnt, the poor kid. Mm-hmm. I know your pain. I feel it. Also, in the book, Dobby drops Aunt Petunia's pudding on the floor in the kitchen, gets it all over Harry. But in the movie, Dobby has the cake drop on Mrs. Mason's head, and it looks like Harry did it. Which is interesting. Like, I wonder what they thought, like, because he wasn't really by them, you know what I mean? Like, I know Harry's aunt and uncle are probably thinking, like, he magicked it to, like, fall on her head, but I wonder what the Masons were thinking in the movie. But even in the book, they, like, were able to, is it the next thing? Oh, yeah. So, it basically, the owl delivers a warning letter from the ministry, and Uncle Vernon learns Harry can't do magic outside of school. This also terrifies Mrs. Mason even worse and completely ruins the dinner. In the movie, it never happened. So, like, in the book, you see that they're able to, like, kind of, because they kind of brush over Harry doing that. They're like, oh, he's disturbed, whatever. And they're like, the Masons are kind of like, all right, this is really weird, whatever. But then the bird comes, and then they're like infuriated because she's terrified of birds.
Mm-hmm.
So they aren't able to fix the situation.
No house in Majorca. Sorry, Vernon.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to Bird Person from Rick and Morty. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't watch that show. I'm sorry.
I don't watch it either.
I think his name's Bird Person. I'm not 100% on that.
Sorry. You're so cute. Then, in the book, Harry is locked in his room for weeks, starving. They barely give him any food, and he shares it because he's a nice person with Hedwig. In the movie, Harry's only locked up for one night, and then he gets rescued. And then, in the book, the entire Dursley family tries to stop Harry from escaping with Ron and the Ford Anglia, but they end up hanging out the window as he flies away. In the movie, only Uncle Vernon tries to stop and stop him and ends up falling out of the window.
This one I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Totally fine with that.
All right. And then, book, Harry almost forgets Hedwig. Oh my gosh. In the movie, this doesn't happen. Good job, movie Harry. Isn't that like the, one of the first things he like sends him? Isn't that one of the first things he like hands over in the movie is Hedwig, or is it his trunk?
No, I think he... Doesn't he get Hedwig last?
Yeah, but he definitely isn't like, oh my god, I forgot her.
Yeah, like he has to go back to get him, mm-hmm. get her in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the book, Harry, Ron, and Fang are each captured by separate spiders and carried to Aragog. In the movie, they follow the trail of spiders until they reach Aragog. I'm going to say, either way, still creepy. Yes. I mean, when you look at it,
you're not wrong.
Ginormous spiders are creepy.
Yeah. It's Katie's favorite scene.
Oh yeah, I think it's so great. All right, I think it's yellow.
It's yellow.
Yellow. That's a wonderful name.
So this last article is from Bustle. I feel like we get a lot of stuff from there. They put out a lot of good HP. Yeah. Stuff. And before I start, I think it's really cool that these are three different articles, and like one of them didn't have like a bunch of what the other did. It was kind of like cool that a bunch of people pull all these different facts that they noticed.
Imagine how hard it would be if you tried to get everything. Like, oh, you would God. Miss stuff. Like, I didn't
pull everything, you know.
Yeah.
The first one I told you that was like insane. It was like the one was like Uncle Vernon installed the bars himself in the movie on the window, but in the book he paid to have someone do it. Like, yeah. Really? Like,
yeah. There's people that like get very in depth. There's people that will be like, oh, with like what's his face's robes? Like, oh well, they were this color in the book, but in the movie they were this color.
Right.
Something that does not bother me that much, unless it's pertinent to the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like bigger stuff, like that's you know.
Yeah.
Like all of five.
Like if one of the Weasleys like was blonde or like had dark hair, I'd be like, you need to go to the hairstylist. I need you to at least fake it till you make it. It would bother me if they weren't all redheads, you know?
Yeah, that'd be just dumb.
It'd be ridiculous.
All right.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous?
This is ridiculous.
So in the movie, Fred and George don't go and get Harry's trunk out of the cupboard under the stairs, because in the book his aunt and uncle made him lock all his magic things away, which sucks for him because he needs to do like homework and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is minor, but it kind of like would have helped shed light on the neglectfulness of the Dursleys again, And we would have been able to see that Fred and George, like, had that muggle trick that their dad taught them, you know, which we thought was cute when we talked about it the first time.
Yeah.
We never get to see the denoming at the Weasleys.
Oh, that would have been cool.
I know.
That would have been really cool. Swinging them around.
They put them in the video game. Come on.
You got to do a vlog on
I
that
know.
Game.
You know what we should do is have me play, because it would, I think people would find it really entertaining to watch me try to
I
play
I think we
game.
Would just see Sarah driving a struggle bus.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. But it'd be really funny. I'd be like staring at it trying, like you couldn't talk to me.
I feel like you'd be the kind of person to like move your whole arms to like try and get them to go a certain way instead of moving a joystick.
Probably. It could be my mother.
Meg does that. I point it out to her every single time. I'm like, you know that doesn't help you, right?
When I used to play Guitar Hero, and I'm not good at it, but I would like sit there, you could not talk to me, like I couldn't talk back to you, and like my mouth would be open as I'm like staring really hard playing Guitar Hero.
God, I love that game.
Me too. I haven't played it in a long time.
Me either.
Yeah, that used to be a really huge thing to do in college.
My aunt and uncle used to throw like, well, they played Garage Band, so it'd be like Garage Band parties, and it would just be like on like the highest the TV would go, and we'd like have food and blast out the
we
speakers.
We should do that one day.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh God. We would be ridiculous.
It'd be really funny.
Anyway, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, who is he?
We don't know. In the movie, Hermione fixes Harry's glasses in Diagon Alley. Sorry.
So annoying.
That's a big fat no, because she's not in school. Not allowed. In the book, Mr. Weasley's the one who does it. I don't know why Hermione had to...
Because she's so smart, Katie.
Right. She's just so good at everything.
Like, that's a thing that they do in a bunch of the movies. Because in the next movie, you see Harry saying, Lumos in his room. Like, you're not allowed to do magic outside of school.
Like, remember when...
It bothers me so much.
Remember in movie two when you couldn't do magic before? No, all of a sudden you think you can.
And you got in trouble.
No. Yeah.
And then you say Lumos and you blow up your aunt. And then you get only in trouble for the one thing.
Well, I think that's because he is the chosen one, Tiffany.
So he can just Lumos it all day and nobody cares?
He loves to Lumos it all day, every day, and nobody cares.
Well, I'm just wondering.
You guys.
To practically get away with murder.
Probably. In the movie, Harry falls out of the Ford Anglia while following the train. Yeah, that doesn't happen. Again, that's, like, totally jazzing it up. It's funny, but, yeah, like, they weren't that dumb. They can drive
I think it would be just as funny to see them get really sweaty, run out of toffees, and have nothing to drink.
Yes, I agree.
It would be kind of cool to, like, see them almost like, you know, when you yourself are in a car ride. Like, it'd be kind of funny to see them going to Hogwarts and being like, are we there yet?
Yep.
Our snacks are gone. It's hot here.
Yep.
Where's Hogwarts?
I would love that.
Yeah.
There's also no death day party in the movie, which I think
would have
been super cool. Yeah. I mean, like, I get it. It has no real connection to the plot or anything like that, but, you know.
Let you learn more about good old Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nick, yeah. He just has the role of getting petrified and... I don't really know if we ever see him again in the movies.
Yeah.
I don't think we do.
I don't think
do
we do.
Shoot, I don't think we do.
Oh, poor Nick.
Pour one out again.
Wow.
The movie poor also Nick. Doesn't reveal that Filch is a squib, so anyone who hasn't read the books doesn't understand any backstory on Filch whatsoever. They just think he's some crabby old dude with a cat, which is true anyway, but he's also a squib.
Well, and you would think that would help set you up for when you meet Mrs. Fig, right? Because she's... you find out in the book or in the movie that she's a squib?
Yeah.
Because you know that...
What, in the movie?
Yeah.
Do they say it at the trial?
I'm trying to think if they do. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I try to not watch that movie. I'm not lying either.
That'd be so sad.
It's just so terrible. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
I have feelings about it. I do like it, but I don't like it.
Once I get to, like, three, I'm, like, one, two, three, and I'm kind of
Yeah.
I got it done. I don't know.
I won't lie. When I was hanging out with Tiffany's friend the other day, he put on Six and I fell asleep.
Oh, Six can be so funny.
Six is pretty good. Six is pretty
good.
Well,
I was also really tired.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. I did make up a song for Squibs the other day. Was that only with me and you, Sarah? Or was that with everybody?
No, I didn't hear this.
I don't know if I remember.
No Scrubs.
Oh my God. I took a screenshot of it and I kind of want to post it in the group because it was the greatest.
this is how we are. We're a very musical bunch.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, taking a brief digression into something, Beverly and Jessica both separately wrote songs and they are both amazing.
Oh my God.
For the podcast. And both the songs are amazing and both those wonderful women are amazing.
Agreed. Yes.
Our group would not be the same without them. So thank you guys for your wonderful words. And there aren't enough to tell you how amazing that stuff is.
It is true.
There's nothing like just a random post like that. That just like, I mean, you know, I'm sitting at work doing my other job I don't want to do. And it just like makes me smile, you know? It's crazy.
Yep, I love it.
It's just great. You guys are wonderful. All of our listeners are wonderful. I feel bad for other people because their listeners aren't as great as ours. Just so.
Hey!
All are just fantastic. You all are
Swishers
amazing.
Swishers are the best.
Yeah. And that's a known fact.
We are family. I got all my Swishers in me.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh!
That should be on a t-shirt we should sell.
Yeah. Hey, Katie, do it.
All right. Oh, back
hashtag
to
shout
book,
out to Squibs.
Then. I have one. I might have one prepped for that. We'll see. So in the book, Fred and George are actually the ones that try to save Harry from the rogue bludger, not Ron and Hermione. So they like circle him during the game.
Yep.
I mean, maybe Ron and Hermione in the stands really were trying to save him, but it's not actually mentioned in the book.
Yeah. Yep.
Harry or Hermione doesn't set anybody on fire this time. So in the book, Professor Binns is actually the one that tells everybody about the Chamber of Secrets, but as he's not existent in the movies, we're told by McG.
McG.
I got a new nickname for someone in book 3, not going to tell you.
Is it for Lupin?
No, I'm not there yet.
RJL.
Let's just call him the best.
Yeah.
I just love him. The more I'm reading about him again, I'm like,
I know. He's a nugget. I literally cry at the end of Prisoner every time I read it because he leaves and it makes me super sad.
Yeah. I almost started crying today and Monday, I'm like halfway through the book and I was like, I'm just going to cry because I know like what happens.
Yeah.
And like how you're literally, I think I wrote because I've been writing in my book, I'm like, we literally do not deserve you.
No.
You're just amazing. And I'm not sure crying because we had to change the topic.
Oh my gosh. Emotional.
It's just
party of
he's
one.
Like, let's be honest. We're talking a little off topic. Lupin, to me, and I'm 1,000% sure that Katie's going to agree with me.
Well, yeah.
Is by far the best Marauders. Like, he's such a great human being. And it just makes me sad that he's just had a really sad life and then he dies. And it really is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I 200% agree with that.
Like, had there not been a curse, really, on the position of Defense Against the Dark Arts, and had certain professors not been certain professors, he would have been, like, the greatest gift to all those students. Like, they were finally learning stuff, and this is a whole other episode, but...
Oh my gosh.
This is what happens when I'm reading Prisoner, and I just want to give him a giant cuddle.
Ooh, I would like to cuddle.
Yeah.
Okay, this is gonna get a little rated. Move on.
Yeah, let's go back to Chamber of Secrets.
I only have one more left, though. We are spared, thank Merlin, from Lockhart's Valentine's Day.
I would have actually think it'd be really funny to see that.
Just don't like him.
We know.
It'd be funny to see like the professor's reaction to being to him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved
right,
to see McGonagall be like,
everybody.
Oh, shoot. Oh, wait,
I've been
what?
Muted.
Oh.
I don't know how to do that.
I can still hear you.
I can hear you.
Hello?
I can't hear you. Sorry,
hello?
I can hear you now.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. I don't know what I asked. All right, I have a question.
Okay.
What's your question?
What is something that you missed from the books that was not in the movies?
Oh, overall? No, just this one, right?
Just this one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Death Day Party would have been really cool.
I wanted to see that that disturbance in the potions class. I think that would have been really fun.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Sarah?
Trying to think. I think that, like, I'm more into, like, the little things. Like, I would have liked to see Ginny more, like, her being upset. I would have liked to see Ron being the one being telling, you know, Hermione, you know, this is what a mudblood is and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I would have liked to even see Lockhart more. Just because I like the guy actor that plays him, Kenneth Branagh. But just, he's like, he's so annoying, but, like, he does a good job.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, if you could insert yourself into one of the movie scenes from this movie, which scene would you put yourself in?
Oh, man. Definitely not with the spiders or the basilisk.
What? Lame.
Gosh. Well, does it have to be one that we actually read about? Can I put myself in the Halloween feast that they're absent from? Because we know what happens. They just don't get to attend it.
No, you can't go.
I'd want to ride in the car.
The car? Yeah, okay.
You know what? I would do that. I would ride in the car with them.
No snacks? Run out of snacks? No juice?
Well, you know what? I would have a good time anyway.
I would be hangry. That's
I always have snacks on me though, so I'd be okay.
As a true Hufflepuff, he's always next to a kitchen.
What would I do? I think I would want to be in the Cornish Pixie scene because it was so insane.
Yeah,
I would just want to be batting them away with books like they were. I think that would be great.
Now, is there anything in the movies that you guys liked that wasn't in the books?
When Vernon falls out of the window.
Vernon fell?
It's probably the best scene, let's be honest.
Seriously, though.
You know what else I kind of wish you saw more of? Talking about Lockhart again, I wish you would see more of his office space where he's got millions of pictures of himself, and even when they see him when they're later on in his hairs and curlers.
Yes. You know, really, we don't see a lot of Lockhart at all compared to the books. I mean, Harry has so many run-ins with him that truly make you annoyed by him because he's so full of himself. But we only see little snippets, and I feel like the movie kind of shoves them together.
Yeah, you don't really get a full picture of how smarmy he really is.
Yeah.
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 You don't see, the trio trick him into getting them to sign a permission slip. And you don't see Harry and Ron trick him into letting them walk down the corridor by themselves so they can sneak off. You don't see, how much of a airhead he can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's, and this kind of is relating to Voldemort. Where, Voldemort's ego is so big. Because you see it with at least Tom Riddle thinking I bested Harry, and then he's letting the bird cry on him because he forgot.
Right.
Or with that the tears are healing. And then you see Lockhart, he thinks he's so smart and he thinks he's the greatest and all this stuff. And you see all of the things that they basically were able to pull over his head because they just played to, you're just the greatest. Can you just sign this? I'd love your signature. And he signs away, whatever. He doesn't care.
Oh, Gilderoy.
Yep. Yeah.
Overall, if you had to rank the movies, where would this fall? One, I guess, eight.
As likability or
your favorites? What is your on your rank? What's this for you? Asking hard hitting questions.
Yeah, I'd say it's solid in the middle towards the upper.
Yeah, I'd say maybe third favorite, just because it's one of the most accurate.
Think what I like so much about this movie is it's the first one that I really got to look forward to, because I wasn't into it when the first movie came out, and I went and saw it just to go and see it, but then this one I could look forward to.
This is the one I actually owned. I only owned this one because somebody got it for me for my birthday. So this is the one I watched over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
I would say it's like 3 or 4 for me. But because like you said, you watched this one over and over again. I watched the first one over and over again. Yeah. But I think now that I'm older, I think 3 is my favorite.
Yeah.
But I still like this one a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I watched the first 3 the most, I would say, out of all of them.
Same. Yeah. I will say that I think that 1 and 2 are the closest to the books.
Mm-hmm.
But even like going through and doing this again, I'm like, oh, there really was a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For being the closest, there is still.
Yeah. I think what helps is like they'll pull straight quotes out of the books, which I really like. I like to see that where you're like, you read it and you, like probably many of us, have watched the movie so much that you could hear them saying it in, like, you're reading it in their voice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I like that.
Yep. All right. Fan story time?
Fan story.
Do you want to preface this with what you did, or do you want to tell that afterwards,
I'll
Katie?
Tell it after. So this is a special fan story, and that's all I'm going to say. This comes from Morgan Lee. So she says, my Potter story is similar to others. I refused to read the books at first, but in 3rd grade, after learning how many AR points they were, I decided to go for it. AR is accelerated reading, a program my school had where you read a book and take a short comprehension test over it to earn points. The longer or more advanced the book, the more points you earned. At the end of the year, the student with the most points got rewards like a pizza party or movie day. Obviously, I'm a huge nerd, but I am proud. I read the 1st and 2nd books and was hooked. The wait for the next books was excruciating. I pre-ordered every single one and would stay up all night reading them using one of those lights you could hook into your Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Again, nerd. Man, those sapped your battery. Mm-hmm. I fell more in love with every book and movie as I got older and began to suffer from anxiety. The books and movies were always a safe place for me to come back to. When I started dating my now husband, he told me that he had only ever seen the 1st 2 movies. You can imagine my horror. But luckily for me, he agreed to try and understand my obsession, and we began watching the movies from start to finish. 3 years later, he is maybe as obsessed as I am and has been working his way through the books. He even proposed to me with a Hogwarts acceptance letter. Sunday, May 20th, will be our 1-year wedding anniversary, and it would be so special if y'all could read this story for your podcast that comes out that day and give him, shout out to Aaron,
a little
shout out for being the best husband ever. You ladies are awesome. I so appreciate the positivity and humor and kindness that exudes from each podcast. Thanks for all you do. Don't let the muggles get you down, Morgan. Super happy 1st year anniversary Aaron and Morgan.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Sorry that we just ruined your anniversary, but
yeah, really. It would have been better if we were all together.
Right.
Yeah. It would have been.
But she also good intentions. She included the acceptance letter that Aaron gave her, and I want to read it because it's so cute. She didn't include the letter. I'm sorry, a picture of the letter.
Yeah, she didn't actually give it to us. That would have been like, whoa.
That's our next giveaway. So it says, Dear Miss Morgan, we are pleased to inform you that you've been invited to marry one Aaron. Please find enclosed 1 engagement ring as you already possess all other necessary equipment and requirements in order to attend Morgan and Aaron's amazing life together.
That's amazing.
I know.
It's so cute.
It's like, so I can't think about it too hard because it might make me cry a little bit.
Oh my gosh, chills. You're way more emotional than me.
I am my mother, A. B. So super congratulations. That's amazing. Like,
Yes.
I hope your 1st year was full of
magic,
wonderfulness, and happiness. And yeah, like she said, magic.
Magic.
Yes. So and love.
Happy anniversary. Thank you for sharing your Potter story. We appreciate the both of you.
Yeah.
Okay, we Katie, do. tell what you've done.
What I've done?
What you did.
Oh, yeah. So, God, I mean, this must have been like April? No, maybe March.
End of March, beginning of April, I think.
We were recording a podcast. I really quickly needed to find a fan story because I forgot. So I'm scrolling through real quick and I grabbed one. I didn't even read it. So we're in the middle of recording and I start reading and I get to like, oh, if you could read this on May 20th, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, we can't use this. I got to go find another one. So
we had to edit it out and find a different one.
So technically, you're the only Swisher to have your fan story read twice. Yeah. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
But kudos to Katie, though, for remembering to put this in on that date, because we all know I can't remember anything nowadays.
I think I texted everybody like 2 days ago. I'm like, oh my god, we have to remember this.
All right, so Katie, where can our listeners find you elsewhere?
Can find me, man, I have to do both of them. Me yeah, and do. Meg do a Disney podcast where we review the movies from chronological order, so start to finish. It's called Grown Up Kids. We also have a YouTube channel called Main Street 9 3/4. It's all things Disney, all things Harry Potter, and all things just our regular life.
Ohio!
Woo! Yeah, we're trying to do like an Ohio bucket list because we want to find adventure in our own hometown. Yeah.
Pretty cute.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I liked watching the tigers from the zoo one the other day.
That was pretty cool. We actually recorded the entire feeding. We just didn't put it on there.
Yeah, I can imagine that got a little weird.
You can tell that Tiffany's a better friend because I've watched none of it.
I still love you. It's okay. You see enough of my face.
I provide you food, so you have to love me.
That's true.
Agreed.
Sarah, where can people find you?
No, I like to go last.
Oh my god. I'll let you go last. So you can find me on an all video games podcast called Box Trick, and Matt Brady and I are going through the Pokemon series right now. I'm currently playing Pokemon Blue, the OG. We're going gym by gym. You can also find me on an all Star Wars podcast called Rebel Watch.
It's the second best Star Wars podcast after BB-8 Radio.
That's true. We are going on a journey through Star Wars where I'm learning as much as I can, and he is helping me out along the way. We're doing that movie by movie. Okay, Haraz, go.
So my goal for this month is to learn how to walk on my hands permanently.
Oh, okay. Permanently. Put on your house shoes and take out the garbage.
How will you use your wand?
Very carefully.
With your toes?
I probably could use it with my foot. I pick up things with my
foot
toes.
Foot magic?
I have been also, great at picking things up with my toes because I can't bend over.
Also, I am on a maybe-ish Star Wars podcast called BB-8 Radio. We do have an Instagram and a Twitter, and we're on Podbean.
So check that out.
We only have one episode up, but my sister and I are on it, so we might become a thing. Who's to say? But I'll say this. We stay pretty shallow and dry, so bring some lotion along if you want to listen.
I can't even with that. That's a good spot to conclude this week. So thank you so much for listening, and get ready because we are getting ready to start.
I'm so excited.
A lot of people's favorite book, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. So thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Go Lupin!
Woo! Lupin, Lupin, Remus Lupin, give me some chocolate from your briefcase.
Probably the best professor they've ever had. And ever yeah.
Honey Dukes, yeah.
Go Lupin!
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.